You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Tom Poland, who started his business at the age of 24 and has gone on to start and sell four others, taking two of them internationally. In that time, he's managed teams of over 100 people and annual revenue of more than $20 million. He's the best-selling author of Leadsology, The Science of Being in Demand. He's also shared international speaking platforms with the likes of Michael Gerber of eMyth fame, Richard Cook from the 80-20 Principle, and Brian Tracy, as well as many others. Mr. Poland, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. It's a pleasure and a privilege to be here as well.
You bet, and certainly our pleasure, and looking forward to hearing from you in all regards. So to kick things off today, and so we can put this interview in context, can you tell us what good marketing looks like to you?
Absolutely. What good marketing looks like is you wake up on a Monday morning, you open up your calendar, and you notice a smile coming across your face as you're sipping your coffee because you see a whole bunch of people who have booked a time to speak with you about becoming a client of yours. And that's what good marketing looks like. Is the clients, the leads are inbound, so people have been proactive and reached out to you. They know what your fee range is. They know how you work with your clients, and they like that. And not only that, but they probably most importantly is they regard you as being, if not one of their best choices, then probably their only legitimate or highly desirable choice. And that's what a good marketing does, is it creates these inbound flow of high-quality new client bookings.
Now, if that's what good marketing achieves, what then is a marketing message and where does it fit into the scenario that you just described?
Yeah, great question. So good marketing always starts at the intersection of two things. One is the ideal client who is aware of the need for what you've got, is actively seeking. And the intersection of that person with an effective marketing message. So the former are actually relatively easy to find, but the latter is often where people struggle with, is how do we create a marketing message that gets cut through and motivates people to want to know more? And there are three characteristics to that message. One is that it should be benefit-rich, and Eric, folks might know this as a unique sales proposition or an elevator pitch. It doesn't really matter too much what we call it, but it should have these three characteristics. It should be benefit-rich, it should be differentiated, and it should actually contain something that is specific in it.
Now, Mr. Poland, in your book, you lay out a simple formula for creating a marketing message that gets cut, though. Can you walk us through that and maybe give us a before and after example?
Absolutely. So let's go back to that formula. Every single lead in the history of mankind has been generated when those two things intersect. An ideal client who's actively seeking a solution for their problem or their opportunity, which you can help them with, and an effective marketing message. And the simple formula, benefit-rich, containing specifics, and it's highly differentiated. Let me give you that example to sort of put some flesh on the bones there. So Max was a client for many years, and when we first started working together, his marketing message was, we create point-of-sale software for QSRs. Now, QSRs is industry jargon or acronym for quick service restaurants. You and I know them as fast food restaurants, McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, and so on. So that was his marketing message. If he was at a dinner party and maybe he was sitting next to Sue, who owned five or six McDonald's outlets, and Sue turned to Max and said, what do you do for a living, Max? And Max said, well, funny you ask, because we create point-of-sale software for QSRs. And what was happening in that interaction when that marketing message, that unique sales proposition, whatever you want to call it, was rolled out is that Sue's eyes would have glazed over and she would have thought, oh my goodness, this guy's trying to flog me some software. The last thing I need is software. So when you apply the formula, benefit-rich containing specifics, and it's highly differentiated, what that looks like in Max's case is that instead of saying we create point-of-sale software for QSRs, You say, Sue, funny you ask. We actually increased the sales and profits in QSRs by 25% within 90 days. We can guarantee that. And that's the sort of message, because it's benefit-rich, increase the sales and profits. It's specific in QSRs by 25% within 90 days, and it's highly differentiated because all Max's competitors are still talking about point-of-sale software. So that's the sort of message that gets cut through and motivates someone to want to know more. So Sue, in this little scenario of ours, would say, wow, well, how do you do that? And that's exactly the question that people will ask when you have an effective marketing message. They go, well, oh, gee, I wonder how that works. Well, how do you do that? And the interesting thing to note about this little example is that at no point, and by the way, this marketing message of Max's is on his LinkedIn profile, it's on his business cards, it's on his homepage, it's everywhere, right? So the point is that at no stage did Max mention software. And Sue, the owner of the 5 or 6 McDonald's outlets, doesn't care if it's software, because it could have been customer service training, it could have been signage, it could have been car parking, it could have been drive-through acceleration, it could have been any number of things. And Sue doesn't care what it is, so long as she gets her 25% within 90 days.
Great examples and great information. Most helpful today. We're joined by Mr. Tom Polen, the best-selling author of Leadsology, The Science of Being in Demand, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Polen, how do people know that their new marketing message is going to work?
Another great question, Eric. Because it's what happens mostly is people go to a one-day workshop or they sit in their ivory tower and they go, I think this is our new strapline or slogan or marketing message, and they whack it on everything, but they still don't know if it's going to freaking well work. There's four levels to testing a marketing message. One is simply to sit in your common sense corner and ask yourself, of all your years of experience working with your most ideal clients, what is it they would need to hear or see in order to want to know more? How do I phrase that in a way that's benefit-rich, contains specifics, and is differentiated? So that's the first exercise, the first step, is you validate with yourself and you come up with something. The next step is then to take that to the market, and you develop three variations of the same message. And you find 10 ideal clients, past, present, or future, and you ask them to pick the message that would most motivate them to want to know more. So this is 10 ideal clients, not friends or, you know, your wife or husband or your parents or, you know, anyone. It's 10 ideal clients, so past, present, or future ideal clients. Which one of the following three statements would most motivate you to want to know more? Now, when you get 10 responses, you'll find that they're 99 times out of 100 of my clients do this, 99 times out of 100, six or more go for one of those three statements. And that's the second level of the test, is you ask the marketplace which one of the following three statements is most motivate you want to know more. The third level of the test is you start using it in your marketing. So you start using it in your advertising or your promotions or whatever you're running, events, webinars, whatever. And you register the number of people that used to respond versus the number that are responding now. You can measure the email open rates. You can measure how many people were invited to a meeting versus attended. So all of those things should be increasing when you've got a more effective marketing message. The fourth level is to watch the dollars in your bank account, because an effective marketing message will increase the dollars in your bank account.
And that certainly is the target right there, more revenue in the bank account. Now, is it possible for an effective message to generate too many leads? And that would certainly be a good problem to have. And if so, how do you handle that? And is there an opportunity with that as well?
Absolutely. I think there's two answers to that question. Is one is, unless you have a commodity product where you just want people to buy it and to heck with who they are, and you're comfortable with that, you know, tennis racket, golf clubs, etc., that's fine. You don't have, this is a quality problem. You've got too many people, right? Because of the supply problem. If it's a service that you're offering, so you're a professional, maybe a management consultant, accountant, architect, who knows, then you need a filtering system in place. You need people to have an application process in place before they come to talk with you, so they understand what will happen during that conversation. It's not just an idea session where you give them a bunch of free ideas, but they're going to be talking to you about becoming a client. So that's a filtering system. The big opportunity, of course, is that we know from the law of supply and demand, when you increase demand, which is what Leadsology is all about, the science of increasing demand, when you increase demand, then supply relative to that demand reduces, and so prices go up. And that's the big opportunity. Therefore, if you're having too many people inquiring and they're just kind of kicking tires, put into place a filtering system whereby they need to apply to talk with you. And the second opportunity is to look seriously at the potential for price increases because you just created that opportunity.
Well, Mr. Poland, some rich information here, and we can't thank you enough for sharing a bit of your expertise with us here on the program. Where can listeners pick up your book, Leadsology, The Science of Being in Demand, and also how could listeners find out more about you and also be in contact as needed?
And thanks for that question as well, Eric. Best place people can go if they want to have a chat about their own lead generation needs is www.bookachatwithtom.com. That's bookachatwithtom.com. And it's all laid out from there as to whether that might be a worthwhile opportunity for them. To get the book, just go to gettomsbook.com, www.gettomsbook.com. When you get there, you'll end up in my Amazon authors page. Have a look at the Leadsology book. That is the one that will answer a lot of the questions.
Again, Mr. Poland, it's been our pleasure to have had you on the program. All the best, and again, thanks for your time today.
It's been a pleasure, Eric, and thanks for such astute questions.
And we certainly aim to please. We've been speaking with Mr. Tom Poland, the best-selling author of Leadsology, The Science of Being in Demand. And for further details, visit gettomsbook.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.